You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight. It is Monday, the 14th of October, 2019. And for today, we are looking at the financial performance of one of the local JSE-listed technology groups on the market, that is Adapt IT. They released their financial results for the year to end June 2019 earlier today. And on the line, we are joined by, their team, and they're just going to be running us through that. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and I am your host. On the line, as I said, we are joined by Adapt IT CEO, that is Sbu Shabalala, together with their acting CFO, that is Tiffany Dunsden. Guys, how are you?
We're fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for today. So, Sbu, if I could just start with you, could you just please run us through some of the key takeaways from today's results announcements, and perhaps some high-level information from what you guys have released in terms of your financial performance?
Thank you, Mudiwa. I think we, as Adapt IT, we are pleased with the growth that we've attained in our continuing operations, that being the 14% growth, which was driven predominantly by the augmentation of our businesses through acquisition. But organic growth has seen quite a slow improvement of around 5%. And this is driven predominantly by the tough trading conditions that persist in the South African environment. So, and where we are now, we see the business as being resilient, as the EBITDA growth from our continuing operations was about around 3% to 229 million. And therefore, it ensures that our business is still quite a profitable business. Together with our annuity revenue, which has increased to around 61%, and that ensures that our business will remain resilient in tough times that we are faced with in the South African environment.
Perhaps just as a follow-up to that particular questions, what have been some of the key challenges, I guess, for the year, apart from the economy, and how do you wish to resolve?
Our key challenge was one of our sectors, the energy sector, which saw a decline in profitability, and this was due to a lack of new business, and that lack of new business ensured the reduced profitability from that business, and therefore we are on a strategy to revise and turn that business around. But the rest of our business grew at double digits, and that's very pleasing based on where the South African market is.
Okay. No, thank you so much for that. And Tiffany, if I could perhaps switch to you just around some of the more nitty-gritties of the financial results. What's the debt levels looking like? How have you guys been financing some of the acquisitions, and why did you choose to structure it that way?
Thanks, Diva. So our debt levels are at about 501 million at the moment, which is a net gearing ratio of 65%, slightly above our 50% preferred level. This was because we funded all of our complementary acquisitions, four of them in the year, with cash and with no shares. And secondly, because we undertook a share buyback to the extent of 96 million, because our share price, we believe, has been significantly undervalued in the period. So that has driven the increase in borrowing, all of which will obviously have accretive value to shareholders in the period and in the future period.
And then I guess on that particular one, why the decision to actually fund everything through cash?
Well, when we look at where we were trading across the past year, our own enterprise value to EBITDA multiple was very low, and therefore it's unduly dilutive if we issue shares as consideration for acquisitions. So we chose to issue cash instead, for the time being. Also, we chose to repurchase our shares at that low EV to EBITDA multiple, which contributed a 7% accretive impact to shareholders during the year, with a further 6.8% to come through in next year when that annualizes.
Okay, I think that particularly makes sense. And then lastly, on your side, what are some of the acquisitions that you guys have made? Because I understand that there were a few that were done, as you just said. Perhaps you could just take us through some of them and why you chose to buy those particular companies.
We've made four acquisitions in two of our sectors. Two of them were in the telecommunications sector, one being the LGR Communications Group, which has clients in the rest of Africa and in Australia. The second one there is the Connor Group, which also has a lot of African clients and adds a lot of deep telecoms IP to our offerings. The two we made in the education sector were Strive Software, which has private college market penetration in South Africa, taking us into a new space in South Africa, as well as WiseNet, which has learning relationship management cloud SaaS solutions, which is headquartered in Australasia. And those solutions take us into new spaces in the education sector.
Okay.
So those were the four that made up the acquisition, all of which were smaller and more complementary in nature during the period.
Okay, cool. No, I guess now I can switch back to Spoo to just let us know. Tiffany's let us know, you know, you guys have made the acquisitions. You guys funded everything through cash. She's, you know, also highlighted the fact that you guys had the shareholders in mind when you're making some of these decisions. So Spoo, how are the shareholders feeling, just from, some of the engagements that perhaps you are having with some of your investors?
Well, shareholders are obviously feeling the challenge of a depressed share price, partly, you know, which has nothing to do with the happening of within Adapt-IT, which are sector-wide. But, I mean, our focus has been to improve shareholder value through in particular, ensuring that we have a diversified business and improving our annuity revenue to underpin that diversification. But, you know, also the diversification out of South Africa. Now, the rest of the market, the international market, forms around 24% of Adapt-IT's revenue. So that's, you know, that we are well on our way to diversify the business internationally.
Yeah.
And so our focus will continue to take advantage of our positioning in the South African market whilst we drive the international market focus. And as we go into the international markets, we're obviously cognizant of the foreign exchange exposure that we have. And, you know, we will be prudent in ensuring that, you know, we still drive profitability in those markets.
Yeah. Okay. And then I guess lastly, from your end, as you're executing that strategy, one of the things that you guys have gone into is public sector work. I understand you have, you know, an ambition to make this a bigger part of your business. What's going on there and what are the plans?
Well, in the past financial year, as we saw the governance failing within our competitors, we focused predominantly on ensuring that we strengthen the governance, you know, the setup of the governance of the public service business. And once we have done that, we set up the necessary structures to ensure a sustainable public sector. We are then building it from the ground up and making sure that we win work and in the governance, particularly providing governance solutions to the public service, focused in project management governance and in financial management governance, together with procurement governance. So we have a strategy of not only focusing in the South African public service, but across the regions wherein we operate to provide governance solutions and to assist public sector in ensuring that they maintain the governance that's needed in running public services.
Okay, cool. No. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate your time. That was us. We were on the line with Spusha Balala, who is the CEO of Adapt IT, together with Tiffany Dunsden, who is their acting chief financial officer. That's been it. Adapt IT, as I said, they brought out their results earlier today, and they're citing good growth in their education and manufacturing businesses, and a little bit of some challenges coming from their energy business. But they are positive that they're going to do well when it comes to the public sector business, having learned from some of their compatriots in the industry and looking to make that a bigger part of their business. So that's been it in terms of this edition of Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we are hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza. Remember that Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.